Good morning, and thank you for this chance to speak on the White Wave program. The universe is a vast reality. We may never know if it indeed has limits. Every moment, an infinite number of events occur as a result of previous actions and causes, and ultimately become the impetus for more events in the future. Occurrences through the fruition of countless conditions, which in turn initiates conditions for fruition later on. The scope of this is mind-boggling, yet it is happening in each moment, every day. Taking time to ponder this phenomenon does not really lend to understanding or comprehension because the scale is simply just too huge. Recently, a Facebook friend posted, quote, "I just wanted to express my love to you, to all of you, near and far. My life is the busiest it's ever been, and although I don't have the time nor energy to make it out to occasions and events, it brings me great joy to know everyone is doing what they love and loving life. And even though it may not be me that's physically there, it makes my soul happy to know that someone is there enjoying you. I do watch on the sidelines and am still very involved on what's going on. I pictured last night what would life be without you guys, and it made me sad. But today, a very overwhelming gratitude and appreciation for all of you, my family. You know who you are. Bless you all and love you all very much." Unquote. My friend who made this post has been through a lot. He was diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer at the age of 9. Because of this illness, he was hospitalized for a few years and was unable to attend school with his friends. He relates that he felt frightened and alone most of the time. His parents stood by in support during the whole time, but it was a personal hell. He beat his disease and is today in good health. Growing into adulthood, though, he became a drug addict for some time. He has come out of that as well, and the result of his questioning his own existence came to some kind of awakening. He has established a charitable organization which connects ill children to their parents, siblings, and caregivers so that the children who are battling life-threatening disease don't have to feel so alone. His life has become meaningful and fulfilling. His father has since passed, but he lives with his mother. Having made her cry so often during his lost years, his goal now is to make his mom laugh every day. They have a special relationship. He is an inspiration to me and many others. Here is a person who understands that as one person goes through life each day, all else in the universe is also living their respective lives as each moment unfolds. No path through life is like another. Each path is unique. The Buddha himself expressed this sentiment when he told his disciples, "Be lamps unto yourselves." No person can follow or lead the life of another. Siddhartha Gautama, by heeding the lessons from his own life experience, found a path to enlightenment and entered a realm of peace and serenity, simultaneously transcending this mundane world while still living in it. Many of the Buddha's disciples, and consequently some of the schools developed after the Buddha's passing, focus on trying to follow the physical practices of the actual Buddha in seeking the enlightenment that opened up to the historical man. This is impossible considering the fact that no one can duplicate the life of another, much less the life path of the Buddha. It appears then that the lesson left by the Buddha is to fully experience my personal life path in order to learn about life's deeper meaning and deepen my understanding. The universe teaches me through day-to-day events if I am open to receive the lessons. Some lessons don't register right away. Sometimes it takes years and years. Never judge another because one cannot know what baggage each person carries. Whoever said this obviously had great insight into human nature, but this is so difficult to do. Many years ago, when I was still young, single, and knew everything, I was standing in a long line at the bank when a young mother and her two children came to stand in line behind me. As young children will be, they immediately started running around and began bothering loan officers, looking at pictures on investment brochures, and making lots of noise. Their mother was obviously annoyed and began calling them nicely to stand by her side. Her pleas went unheeded, and her frustration was building. Finally, the children came to their mother and were immediately severely admonished. Both children became quiet and stood nicely with their mother. I was glad inside, actually, because the children were becoming a nuisance. But as children will be, they began moving about, ranging farther and farther from their mother and running around playing. Once more, their mother became very agitated and called for them. They came to their mother and each got a slap in the head. "Now, stay here," scolded their mother. The children looked frightened and intimidated and remained with mother quietly. Why would a parent do that to her own children, I thought. They were simply being children. Inside, I was being judgmental and criticizing their mother for being so mean. I didn't understand at the time because my thinking was still very idealistic. Years later, I married and had children of my own. And then I understood. I understood what might have prompted the mother to such aggressive action. I have never hit my children, but have to admit that I've felt the urge many times. During my high school years, we listened to my father's favorite radio program every morning during the ride to school, Jay Akuhed Pupule and his Coconut Wireless. Many of you may not remember, but he was a big radio celebrity, commanding a salary reputed to be over $100,000 a year. Back in the late 60s, this was big money. Gasoline was 35 cents a gallon, and plate lunches at Torrey's were 85 cents for a regular mix. Then one day, I heard that Hal Lewis, that was Jay Akuhed Pupule's real name, had filed for bankruptcy because he had too much debt and was being hounded by creditors. I could not understand how a man who made so much money could not afford his lifestyle. My father explained to me that sometimes people live beyond their means and end up in debt. Taking this at face value, I thought to myself, why can't people just live within their means and avoid such embarrassment? I did not understand at the time, but learned later on, when trying to pay my own bills, how easy it is to overspend and end up in a financial hole. I am beginning to realize that life will correct my distorted view of life by involving me directly, making me become what is the focus of my misdirected perception. When I judged and criticized an impatient mother, life sent me a wife and children, so I could have a clue as to what mother was thinking and feeling. And when I judged and criticized a man for living beyond his means and ending up in debt, life's journey had me in a financial hole so that I might understand better how that can happen. Having been thin while I was growing up, I used to be critical of those who won't control how much they eat and grow overweight. I have since curtailed my judgment of overweight people because life has now made me fat. Now I totally understand how that can happen. These small lessons in life may not seem like much, but they were essential in bringing me to where I am today. I still have a lot to learn, but each small lesson helps me to understand the world and myself a little better. I thank life for constantly showing me how my perception is warped and delusional. Hopefully, I am learning to see life more genuinely without the rose-colored factory tint that came with this body and mind. Namo Amida Butsu.